All right. Jason Peterson joining us from Turbine Digital right now. Good morning, Jason. How are
you doing? Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing really well. Lots of things to get to today when it comes to tech. We bring Jason on when we're talking technology, gadgets, all sorts of things. One of the things I wanted to get to is it looks like Yahoo is going away from the old password system. I call it old. The password system that we are so used to for everything that we log into every day. How many passwords do we type a day? 15, 20, 10, maybe fewer?
It's ridiculous.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, depending upon what you're doing, I mean, at the very least, someone's going to be typing a password at least two or three times a day in terms of what you're accessing. But trying to manage all that's just it's a nightmare. It's a pain. We've talked about it a lot.
I've never contemplated necessarily that there would be a post-password world, although now my phone takes my thumbprint to log in instead of putting a pin in, and so maybe I should have. But Yahoo is going to do something. I don't know that it sounds more convenient because they text you a different code every time that you want to log in through your phone, and this is essentially how it works. So I don't know that it's better, but maybe it's the first step of a post-password world. What do you think?
Well, what's ironic is I use the same kind of technology for Facebook.
Yeah.
If you change your security settings in Facebook, you can have the same thing where if you go into a device that's not been used before, like a different browser, a different computer, it texts you a password. So, I mean, it's cool. I think if you're concerned about security, it is a great way so that you're not using the same password every single time. But in terms of convenience, I mean, I guess if you don't mind it being texted to you, I mean, I think it's nothing super like, it's not rocket science what they're doing, but I think it's a good idea.
So it's something that has actually been around in other forms, but as a security option.
It is, yes. I mean, it's not a default in Facebook, but I've used it and I've really liked that setting.
Is the future more going to be like what you see on some of these phones where it'll take a thumbprint that do you think that's where the future of security, where passwords, those sorts of things are? Because it's not, I mean, there are all kinds of problems with password technology, it seems like, and it does make sense to go in a different direction. But what is it?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we talked about at one point somebody had figured out how to hack some of the fingerprint stuff, but I think that's going to get sophisticated enough that unique identifiers are going to be the way that passwords are done in terms of authenticating access to a bunch of different stuff. So, yes, I mean, I think it's not a far reach to say that we're going to get away from punching in numbers and letters eventually.
That's good.
How far away is that stuff? I mean, that's getting it sophisticated enough that it's secure enough and is even applicable on every phone out there, with being cost-effective too.
Well, I think the technology's been there for quite a while. It's just a matter of mass adoption. Obviously, Apple has kind of pushed that heavily with, you know, their phones and the authentication there and ultimately using it for Apple Pay. I don't think it's that far away. I mean, I think in the next 5 years, I think you're going to see this stuff dead. I think you're going to see unique identifiers like fingerprints being used for authenticating all kinds of stuff that we use for access, for purchases, things like that. So I think it's only a matter of time. But I do think Apple's kind of started the ball rolling.
And does that lead to fewer hacks, do you think, in the end?
I think
it's just going to be new things that we're not even thinking of. New security.
I think the easy things, the low hanging fruit that people hack, you're going to see that diminish because, you know, we did one article we found about I think just the pathetic passwords that most people use that were just so simple and so easy.
Right.
I think it's going to get rid of those that people just are not educated about security, so that stuff's going to go away. But yeah, there's always going to be somebody that, you know, you build a better mousetrap and somebody figures out how to get it.
I mean, the best
it.
Part about it is going to be the hassle on the consumer end of it and
sure.
trying to remember, because I've got, you know, we've got a website we have to go to for our benefits for work that every year I don't know my username or
yep.
my password, and I always have to have them sent to me and reset. It seemed just like there'd be a better way to do it.
Yeah.
I never remember what it is.
I do think so. You're going to have probably a fight for the standardization of who's going to be the one that authenticates all this stuff. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I want to talk about something that's really been making news in the tech world just in the last 2 weeks or so. And I downloaded an app called Meerkat for the first time last night because I had seen people talk about it. And I had no idea what it was. I mean, it had to do with video. This is an app that basically allows you to stream video from your phone, not only to their website, but also to a playable link that is automatically put on social media, particularly on Twitter. And this thing is getting a lot of buzz right now. I'm starting to get the feeling with just how big this thing has gotten, just a period of 7, 10, 14 days, that this is going to be one of the app stories, streaming video through social media, like live streaming for instance, you know, we could I should have actually done it with our talk right now today and shown people what we were talking about. This is going to be one of the app stories of 2015, I have a feeling, in the second half.
I completely agree. I mean, I run a blog, a video blog, where I post videos all the time, and obviously it's not real time, but I, you know, I'm posting it to social media, and a lot of people do that with videos. So to me, the real time nature of being able to do that, I mean, there's hundreds of applications, both personal and professional, that can use that kind of technology. So I'm with you. I mean, video obviously has been the emerging sort of way of interacting and having people consume content. We've talked about that a lot. So I think this is just that next step. And I'm with you. I think this could be this is a big deal. I think this kind of technology, because it just gives that instantaneous ability to send this stuff. Now, of course, you get into, you know, stuff is it inappropriate they're putting up there, all that kind of things. I mean, they'll have to fight through those kinds of things.
I just think from a news media perspective, thinking like us, like if we went out, you know, to cover a fire, obviously we do newscasts and we'll do a call in or something like that. But, you know, we'd be able to bring you live video of something that was happening right there without having a camera crew, of course, or anything like that. And then immediately people would get a push notification. Hey, KLIN is on the air, or excuse me, on Meerkat or whatever app that it is right now. You can see live video of the fire or the crash scene or maybe something good, the national championship party.
Here's one thing you run into, though, and this has already happened in Lincoln, where Lincoln police have had to ask the media to not put on Twitter positions of police officers, standoff situations,
and
things
like that.
There are going to be more situations like that. So it's not only is it, yes, it is a news opportunity for the news organizations, but there's going to be a responsibility that comes with it, too.
Yeah. Now, one of the things, and this is a little bit on the inside baseball part of it, but evidently, Meerkat, this app, was originally using Twitter's social grid, which meant that you logged on to it, you got the app, and you were automatically connected with all the people that you followed and that followed you on Twitter. So if they started broadcasting, you get a push notification. Twitter cut them off of that because they say, hey, we can make our own video thing like this, use our own social grid, and make a lot of money. So they've got their own thing in development, and that might overtake this one. It's called Periscope, I believe, but that's part of the whole thing as well.
Yeah, to me, it's this affordability. I mean, it's like video and the usage of technology to shoot video is, you know, it's gone down dramatically, obviously. And this is just another one, doing live streaming. I mean, that was extremely expensive. You needed massive amounts of equipment. So you put this in the palm of someone's hands. You know, like you said, whether this is the standard or not, or it emerges, my guess is it's going to get acquired. I have someone's going to take it.
Right.
Who is that going to be? I think it's going to either be Facebook or Google or Twitter. I mean, one of those three, I think, is going to gobble
it up. And it's not like there weren't live video sites where you could do that before. I mean, they've been around for 5 years.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's the ability to send that people get a notification that it's happening, that it's connected directly with social media. I think that's more what's new about this. I was trying to figure it out last night. What exactly is groundbreaking about this? I don't know, but it's caught fire.
I think it's a convenience. Like you said, a lot of it is the refinement of these innovations, where it's been around, but now if they make it easy to use and they make it efficient to integrate with stuff that's already there, like social media and the different platforms, I'm excited to see where this goes.
Real quick, you can now use Facebook to send money to your friends. Is this something we're going to see in more social media connections, where you can use it like you would PayPal, for instance?
I think it's not groundbreaking, but, you know, rather than doing dumb things like Bitcoin and things like that, I think this is, you know, for people that are giving gifts and trying to do kinds of stuff, you know, for birthdays and things like that and anniversaries. I mean, Facebook's a social place. If they can have some commerce part of it to it, I think it's just going to add to that experience of just, you know, people interacting with people and doing stuff like that.
Oh, man, that's going to be so disappointing. Grandma sends you $5 via Facebook
rather
than in the mail. You can open the card and there's
rather,
a five
know.
Spot
rather
in
than
there.
All the quarters taped in the number of your age.
Childhood isn't going to be the same anymore.
I bet in Omaha at PayPal they're not too happy about hearing that, because that's as big of a competitor, I think, as PayPal has had since their inception, and they've been around a very long time. All right, Jason, we're out of time, but we do appreciate it. You can always follow Jason on social media. Follow him on Facebook and Twitter. This is Turbine.com to get more thoughts on what's happening with social media, technology, marketing, et cetera, et cetera. Thanks, Jason. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
8:51, 34 degrees in the capital city. Jack and Dave in the morning. Sports next on KLIN.